USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Israel's pulling some troops back from the front lines in Gaza as war rages on with Hamas. On Monday, Israeli defense officials announced several thousand troops comprising five combat brigades would be moved out of Gaza for training and rest. The troop drawdown comes just after Israel's top ally, the U.S., approved $147 million in new weapons and equipment aid, notably without congressional approval in Washington. On Sunday, Israel's defense chief asserted it would still be a long fight ahead in establishing operational control in northern Gaza. Meantime, Hamas is reportedly nearing an agreement for a second hostage swap with Israel.
Qatari negotiators are indicating that Hamas has agreed in principle to a deal involving a temporary ceasefire. The proposed exchange would entail 40 Israeli hostages for an undisclosed number of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel. While one government official views it as a positive development, another unnamed official notes that Israel is just awaiting further details for the final negotiations. I'm Skip Kelly.
A bipartisan pair of Texas congressmen say the U.S. and the Mexican federal governments need to do more to stop illegal immigration.
We don't want Mexico to interfere with our foreign policy or with our laws, but we want them to do their job.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Democrat Henry Cuellar and Republican Tony Gonzalez both say they believe in legal immigration, but that the southern border is being turned upside down. There is a much anticipated list of names set to be revealed in the new year. The release, ordered by a federal judge in New York, could shed more light on who worked with or profited from prolific billionaire and alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. U.S. District Judge Loretta Prescott issued a 51-page order approving the release last month. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Ukrainians are marking the new year with a day of mourning in Kyiv as the death toll has risen from Russia's latest and largest aerial barrage of the war. There are now at least 52 deaths confirmed since Russia sent 150 cruise missiles and attack drones at targets across Ukraine on Friday. Ukraine did respond on Saturday, hitting a Russian border town with an aerial bombardment and killing an estimated 20 Russian civilians. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism that the United States is in a, quote, better position than any country to lead the world. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new side hustle, sort of. The actor and wrestler is now a partner in the United Football League. The XFL's merged with the USFL and plan to announce the teams and cities they'll be in at a later date. Another American youngster takes an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Lose was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead, he says, he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.